So if you hate marketing or you hate marketers, this one's for you. Trying something new today. A couple weeks ago, I bought a kind of expensive microphone because I thought it would attach to my iPhone and my computer and I could just use it interchangeably, nice and easily. And I realized I already have one. It's a lavalier mic. So I'm testing that out today, going for a walk. And so if you hate marketing or you hate marketers, it usually boils down to at least one of three things. And if you fix any one of these, chances are pretty good you'll fix all of them. So first reason you might hate marketing is because you're approaching it like you just show up to the marketplace and you puke all over everybody. It's like, hey, look at me. Hey, I'm here. You're always just sort of strong-arming your way in front of people. And that doesn't tend to feel very good. Second reason you might hate it is you just don't really know if it's working or doing anything. And continuing to do things without seeing any kind of result or outcome is pretty deflating and discouraging. And then the last thing that comes up is you just don't really like what you see out there. You're looking to your left and to your right, and you find it cringy or not in good taste or just boring, right? That one's easy to solve for. You just don't do it like everybody else. You find a way that is uniquely yours. And the way to fix number one, which is where we come and we just puke all over the market, is to think about what you would say if you were to become the most trusted advisor or guide or resource in the space. Let's say, for example, you're an Italian restaurant. How can you put out content that actually enriches people's lives through education? There's a phenomenal book called They Ask, You Answer. And that is essentially what this book suggests you do, is you, if anyone has a question about how do you make your Alfredo sauce? How do you make pomodoro? How do you make the best pomodoro pasta? And then what you do is you create the best piece of content answering that question basically on the internet. And then all of your content is a helpful resource instead of you just showing up and being like, hey, look, it's us, and trying to out-cool everybody. You actually show up as a helpful guide. And if you do that more and more over time, people will look at you differently. You'll be positioned differently. And what I especially love about this approach is it turns every piece of content you create into an asset, right? So everything that goes onto your website, that becomes a resource base. So think about when you go to sell your restaurant. What do you think is more valuable? It's basically a glorified brochure or website that has all of these assets that can even be repurposed into training material. They probably already are in your training materials. So if you want to dive deeper into a strategy like this, check out They Ask, You Answer. Also highly recommend J. Abraham's Strategy of Preeminence. Now, number two is just not knowing whether it's working. What most people are doing are these random acts of marketing. They're just doing activities. And I'll be fully transparent. There are some clients where we just do organic social posting. And it does not cost a lot of money because it isn't a huge needle mover. It's more of a time saver. It's an important function in the overall marketing mix, but it's going to be very difficult to directly attribute that activity with revenue growth. It's not to say that it doesn't work, it's just hard to connect the two. And so it's going to be really difficult to know whether that particular activity is paying off. It's more so just a foundational piece of a healthy marketing symphony. Now, to overcome random acts of marketing, you want to create outcome-based system. So you want to orchestrate the activities around a goal. For example, let's say you want to orchestrate a few activities to generate more catering and event bookings. So say the goal is 4 to 7 event bookings per month, then you can run ads, make offers, etc. And then at the end of the quarter, at the end of a 6-month cycle, whatever it is, whatever the period of time is, you can see, did these activities lead to this outcome? If yes, awesome, let's do more of it. If not, do we need to make adjustments to our inputs into the system? It doesn't mean that it's, because when you orient activities around an outcome, you either win or you learn, right? So you either hit the goal or you don't, and you can make an informed decision about what to do next. The data points you in the right direction. So that's it. If you feel like you're just puking all over the marketplace, be more educational. If you don't know if your marketing is working, shift from random acts of marketing to outcome-based systems. And if you don't like what you see out there, forge your own path. Think about what it would look like if you did like it. You do not have to do it the way other people do it. In fact, you probably should. That's all for this episode. Feel free to text any questions over to me at 778-400-4915. Cheers.